Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. A couple of enchanting children's books focus on the joyous festivities of Ramadan, which kicked off earlier this week, and the approaching Eid moon. Author Satne Abaza has written these tales, The Ramadan Drummer and Looking for the Eid Moon, that are windows into the universal joys of community and charity, fostering a sense of togetherness and celebration that people of all cultures enjoy. She's on the line to tell us more. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Satne, start by telling us what inspired these books.
So I never imagined I would be a children's book author, but when I moved to the United States and became a mother of two little girls, I admired how fun and whimsical the holidays were here in the United States. Unfortunately, I couldn't find an engaging tale to read to my kids about any of the Muslim holidays we celebrate. And this motivated me to write both my books, The Ramadan Drummer and Looking for the Eid Moon.
What were you taught about Ramadan when you were a child?
I was taught that during this month, we don't only stop eating and drinking as long as the sun is up, but we also have to refrain from committing any bad behavior or sins like cheating, gossiping, lying, and we should be engaging in more acts of kindness. Muslims believe that during this month, the gates to heaven are open, and every act of kindness is rewarded tenfold.
What are the most important things you want your children to learn about Ramadan?
Because my children have not experienced Ramadan in a country that's predominantly Muslim, I want them to know there is a great sense of community during this month. I've experienced Ramadan both in the UAE and in Syria. And during this month, people, they tend to open their homes to family, friends, and even strangers. They share their food together and they break their fast together. Mosques and neighborhoods will host what is known as mercy tables with free food for anyone to eat. And people will donate money to sponsor a meal for a person in need. So I want them to know that this is a time not only for self-reflection, but it is also a time to think of others.
And what do you want people of other faiths to walk away knowing about Ramadan?
I want people to know that in general, there's a lot of, you know, children books that talk about diversity and they emphasize how we eat different, we celebrate different holidays, we dress different, but we are really much more alike than different. And regardless of our background and faith, we all celebrate holidays by gathering around family and friends. We exchange gifts, we wear our best clothes, and we just want to create fun and memorable memories with our loved ones, whether it is Eid or Ramadan or Christmas or Hanukkah. We're much more alike than different.
Why is it important to have kids' books that celebrate holidays from a variety of different backgrounds?
I feel in this global world that we live in, it is important to expose kids to diversity from a very young age. And what better way to embrace and really celebrate diversity than by learning about all the different holidays that people around the world celebrate? Equally important is for children from all backgrounds and faiths to see themselves in fun and lighthearted stories that are filled with hope. I feel that's very important, especially when there's a lot of violence and hate raging across the world.
I'm speaking with Satne Abaza, author of the children's books, The Ramadan Drummer and Looking for the Eid Moon. How can non-Muslims learn more about what their Muslim friends and neighbors are celebrating?
I feel as, I mean, in general, it's in our human nature, I guess, regardless of our background and faith, when we're celebrating a happy occasion, like a holiday, a wedding, a graduation, our hearts tend to be open and our joy is contagious. And we just want to share our happiness with the whole world. So these moments offer a great opportunity to connect with those around us. So don't be afraid to approach your Muslim neighbor and friend questions like, how are you celebrating the Eid holiday, or are you ready for Ramadan, will be appreciated, especially if your Muslim friend does not have family nearby. They also offer a great opportunity to learn and build a stronger sense of community.
How can families use books to help their children learn more about our diverse world?
So books are like windows. They offer a glimpse into someone else's life and experiences, and they're especially important for families who are raising children in less diverse communities. By reading diverse books at home, we're encouraging our children to ask honest questions that can lead to meaningful discussions. And that's a much better approach than letting our children come up with their own conclusions.
And why is it important for kids to learn about holidays that they themselves don't celebrate, even if they don't know anyone personally who celebrates them?
I mean, in the world that we live in, with technology advancing at a rapid rate, the world is becoming increasingly diverse. And if we want to help our children thrive in the future, we must teach them to respect people from all sorts of backgrounds and faiths. Even if you live in a less diverse community today, there's a strong likelihood that your child is going to encounter colleagues at work, supervisors, college professors who are from diverse backgrounds.
I've been speaking with Sataneh Abaza, author of the children's books, The Ramadan Drummer and Looking for the Eid Moon. How would you like us to get your books?
They're available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble online, Books A Million online, Target, Walmart online. So, yep.
And any last thoughts for us?
Again, I'd hope that we all celebrate diversity and celebrate our differences. And we just need more happy occasions to celebrate.
And is it appropriate to wish you happy Ramadan?
Yes, that's appropriate.
Well, happy Ramadan. And thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely being on your show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.